나게 너와 이 밤을 너와 이렇게 너와 기다리 너와 시간을 너와 이렇게 너와.
Welcome to Changing the Narrative.
The media likes to tell our stories for us, but we decided to change the narrative by telling our own stories.
In this episode of Changing the Narrative,
how does art influence us to go deeper as individuals? Kevin Miles and Betsy Fodis Myman sat down in a StoryCorps booth at the Annenberg Center for Photography to discuss how art connects us all.
Hi, I'm Betsy Fodis Myman with ConnectiPod. What's the date? The 26th? 27th.
27th. Today is July 27th, 2018.
In Los Angeles, and we're at the Annenberg Space for Photography, and we are with
Kevin Miles, and I'm here with SGLI, and today we're on a field trip.
And we were just talking about seeing photographs and what kind of impressions they made, and Kevin was talking about one in particular. Do you want to describe it?
Yeah, so one of the photos that stuck out to me the most was the one that was about the KKK. And like I was saying, that one stuck out to me because that image, it really gave me more of an insight than any history book in school has, looking at the photo and really analyzing it and taking it all in. It shows that this exhibit really proves that, you know, America is run by individuals who are not perfect. You know, we're all not perfect. So that's what makes us unite as one, as a unit, which brings the United States together. So I was saying, that photo really shows that there are positives and negatives throughout the history of our country, which is so beautiful. But that image, it really grabbed me a lot because I'm looking at it and I'm like, I've heard about it, and yeah, I've seen photos, like actual, you know, Klan meetings, but to see that photo really stick out, and for that photo to be so direct on like what it really was doing, what KKK members was really doing, it really stuck out to me the most.
Wow. So your theme that, so imperfection is our common bond as Americans?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. So can you describe the photo? What was in the photo?
So really it was like a Klan meeting, but it was actual, you know, the cross and the fire and black people, of course, and it was the Klan members being a part of a horrific event. So to really see it that broaden, you know, it's pretty intense, but both in a good and bad way, because it's sad that something like that had to happen, that we had to go through that era. But it was good because we've had, if it wasn't photographed, like watching that video, if it wasn't photographed, it's safe to say that, you know, technically it never happened because we have no proof. If we didn't have photographs today, if we didn't have cameras today, then a lot of the things that probably was happening would probably still be happening. We would probably still have slavery. We would probably still have racism. Everything that was wrong, we would probably still have, and we would probably not be able to evolve as a country.
What effect do you think cell phones are making? The fact that, so that camera and photography, a lot of what we're seeing was like you had to have big bulky equipment, you know, and it was expensive, so not everybody had it, especially, you know, like poorer people didn't have it, you know,
yeah.
People that were in adversity didn't have it, but now we all have it.
Yeah.
So what kind of difference do you think that's making?
I feel like cameras, like phones, cell phones, they're great. And the reason why I say that, I know a lot of people, they say that phones are, we're a tool to our phones, but as far as the camera go, I feel like it shows just how much we evolved from when cameras really started to come and play into the 1800s and till today, when we have, you know, all you have to do is press the home screen and swipe right and you're on your camera. You can take a picture in less than a second, you know, as far as back then where you had to wait 30 minutes to take just one photo. So I feel like today's cameras, they show just how much we've evolved, you know, and which is always a good thing. It's always great to evolve, especially as a country and as a whole, you know. Mm-hmm. So to have cameras today, like how they are today, is awesome.
What do you think would have happened in the civil rights era, like, you know, when all of those struggles were so intense and on the streets, and that was really the first that, like, the general population of America mm-hmm. saw that struggle? What do you think it would have been like if we had cell phones then? Do you think it would have made a difference?
It would have probably made a bigger impact than it did, simply because, you know, with the phones now, we don't only have pictures. We have video recordings. So it would have been more... It would have been more intense than it was, you know, just with pictures being black and white. It would be more like it's right in front of you, you know. And I feel like it would have been, I don't know. That's really a hard one to answer, simply because the fact that we've already changed, we've evolved. I think the evolution would be a lot quicker, probably, mm-hmm. because it would be a better quality of a photo or a video. So as far as what would have happened, I just think it would have just happened quicker. Probably something good would have happened, or something better would happen out of it.
I kind of feel like we have photographic whiplash right now, mm-hmm. you know, because it's happening so fast, and mm-hmm. and we all have to take those images in, and there's just no time to process it,
exactly.
you know. It's almost like our minds are the same photographic thing as, like, when you used to have all those chemicals and you would develop a picture, and mm-hmm. it was slower. It was almost like you had time to deal with that image that was coming up and what caused that image, and now it's, like, instantaneous.
Yeah.
So we have to, like, deal instantaneously,
yeah.
and I feel like we don't have those processors in our brain.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I like the fact that you said that, because I was recently talking to someone, and we were talking about how humans are, we're not able to, you know, I can't think of the word, we can't sit and process something for so long because everything now is so quick.
Our attention span
is just really small now, mm-hmm. because, you know, back then, the fact that, you know, you have to wait 30 minutes to take a picture, that's probably nothing to people who are alive back then. But now, the fact that we have everything just so quick, and everything is just so fast-paced now, mm-hmm. I think that as humans, we lack the time to sit in actual... our attention spans is really small because everything is just so quick, and it's just so fast-paced now. So
yeah.
I feel like... we should kind of go back in time, you know, slow a couple of things down, because we really need to take time out of our lives and really reflect, and our attention span won't allow us to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I wonder how that is, you know, because when you used to take pictures, right, there was such attention. Like, you had to pay attention to detail. You had to set up your composition. You had to do all of those things. And so it was very thoughtful. And now we just take 20 pictures until we get the one that mm-hmm. suits what we're thinking, mm-hmm. you know. So it's almost like, but it's almost like the difference between writing your thoughts out like longhand like we used to, mm-hmm. and now I type much more quickly than I write longhand, so I can type at the speed that I think. And it's almost like we take pictures at the speed that we think now, you know? So I don't know. There are, like, pros and cons of it.
Yeah.
It's like, which is it? Like, I don't know. I feel like we've lost focus and attention and thoughtfulness, but mm-hmm. we've gained, like, the speed of processing.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what that evolution, where that will take us, you know?
Yeah. So it's definitely something to look forward to, honestly. I'm just, you know, along for that ride, you know. I just can't wait to see, because it's really, you really can't guess these kind of things, because you never know how we would evolve, you know. I'm pretty sure people back then probably were saying the same thing, you know, like, in the future, we're going to have cameras that's quicker than this, you know. Or they probably... was just thinking that it was just going to stay the same, you know, remain the same. It's really, you just got to be along for the ride. I can't wait. I really want to see how it's going to be.
Where it goes, yeah. So wait, so you're a musician,
yes.
right? And that's what you mainly do. That's
yes.
what you want to do, right? So how does it transfer, like, coming and seeing all of these images? Because you're used to translating your ideas into sound, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so honestly, a lot of things just went through my mind today being here, just to see really just all of the images, really how it will change, how I will put it in perspective, is really just how they were able to how our the person that was showing us around, our tour guide, was able to just show us a picture and just go so in depth into the picture would drastically help me take everything that she said and all of the pictures, and it just molded into something that I can create, hopefully, something that's really, really good, you know. So everything that I encounter with, I try to you know, remember it and really take grasp of it and turn it into something that I can use as far as my craft, because music sound to me is sound is, I use sound just like how others use pictures, you know. Sound is also too. Yeah, it's also something you can visualize, just like pictures you visualize and you turn it to something that's you, you know. So hopefully, you know,
yeah,
hopefully I can turn it into something.
Tell me your name again.
My name is Kevin Miles.
Kevin Miles, right? And you're 19?
19. Yeah. About to be 20 next Friday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I'm Betsy Foldis-Myman, and I'm 52. Oh.
Yeah. Young. Young. That's young.
And you're nice. All right. Thanks.
Outsourced by Truth.
Most of my life I've been seeing a lot of darkness and less light. So yes, all my life I had to fight. The color ain't purple, it's orange. You can't walk in my shoes, even if we were the same size, you couldn't fit them. You wouldn't want to have a dark mind, gold heart, and damaged soul. My body is warm, yet my hands are so cold. My mind is free, yet shackled. My voice is powerful, it can make the world shake. But people been trying to keep me quiet. They're afraid of my true power, cause I can make the world break. I'm Jean Grey with the Phoenix Force, too strong to be contained. Uncontrolled young black man, now that's a dangerous thing.
From the soul of Inglewood, Alina Walker, Avery Carter give us their cover of Blackpink, from K-pop to A-pop, with their help of Kevin Miles in the SJLI studio.
My name is Alina Walker. I am 11 years old. You can't compare the more dangerous people in Asia to America because there's a lot of gun violence in America, but it's different in Asia. Well, here, it reflects off the music because of how violent people are. And in Asia, it's like, if they ever swear in a song, it's not that they're being violent, it's that it's just a song. But over here, they talk about, in their songs, they talk about rap and gangs. K-pop makes you feel more like a person instead of being criticized. Baby,
hi, I'm Avery Carter, and I'm 11. Korean pop, and it's in Korean, and it's not like American pop. The songs are different. K-pop is cleaner than American pop, and the music videos are more like colorful, I guess, and they have higher voices. Well, the ones I listen to. Blackpink, G-Idle, BTS, GOT7, MyTeen, they're interesting. Well, first of all, I think they all have good personality. They're funny, they're not as, I don't know, I just think their personalities are good. I heard K-pop 4 or 5 years ago, but I hadn't started listening to it until I found Blackpink. Cause I liked the music video and the song was really good to me. The language sounded weird, but not like super duper weird. There was just because the language sounded weird didn't mean I should stop listening to it. If I like the song was Boombaya, the bass drop was good. Like they're the most popular. Like other groups like Red Velvet and G Idol and the other ones, I love them as much as Blackpink. We cover it as if it's your last because I like the instrumental and Alina, She's good at singing the song. Melina likes K-pop. My friend Amy, she likes K-pop a little, I think. But everyone else, I don't think so. Sometimes they hear me and they're like, what is that? Why are you listening to that? I say it's music and I don't really care because I'm in my own space. I often run out of colors. Like, I draw on the tablet, so I run out of colors to think about, and so I just usually think of basic colors and stuff. And so K-pop helps me think of colors and outfits, because the outfits are unique too. And there's so many different colors in the world, and not many people think of them. Like, if you're playing a game of concentration and the subject is colors, you usually just say, like, red, pink, blue, green, and so on. Like mahogany or something at most. And yeah, there's so many other colors. And with art, I think red, green, blue, yellow, purple, pink. And K-pop, since there's so many like different shades of colors, I have that color. I wouldn't be happy without music. And it's just different. It helps me be different. It's important to be different because you don't have to be like everyone else. And a lot of people feel pressure to be like others because they're afraid that, oh, they're not gonna accept me for this, but you should be different. I'm the type of person that if everyone else does something, I don't go along with it most of the time. Like, if they shame me for listening to K-pop, then that's fine because you don't have to be like me. You can be whoever you want, but I'm different. So just don't be mad at me for being that way. You should go check out this artist. They're really talented and I think their songs are good. Like, if you like an artist, then listen to their music. If they're just debuting, then wait for them to have a comeback, or wait for them to have a new song, or go listen to some other groups. If you like the thumbnail, look at the song, because chances are, if you like the thumbnail, then the song will be good too. We sang As If It's Your Last by Blackpink and La Ta Ta by G-Idol. I hope you enjoy.
Every day, every night, La Ta Ta. Kevin Miles directed Alina and Avery in the booth and produced their covers of Blackpink's La Ta Ta and As If It Were Your Last. Kevin is on SoundCloud as Young Ambition.
This podcast was a collaboration between the Social Justice Learning Institute and Connect the Pod.
This podcast is supported in part by the California Arts Council, a state agency. Learn more at www.artsca.gov.
We would also like to thank our interns Natalie Reddington, Anna Paris, Laz Myman, and Andre Devanson.
Images that go along with this story can be found at connectthepod.net and ConnectThePod's Instagram. And thank you guys so much for listening.
Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. 만나게 너와 이 밤에 너와 이렇게 너와 기다린 너와 시간은 너와 이렇게 너와 어둠 속 red light sun and left dark blue 위를 건나 시작의 점화 국가에 현다 누가 뭐 겁나